Hello, you're listening to I've Always Said That with your host Brad, and today we have a very special guest.
Oh, I'm special. That's yes. So exciting. I'm
You've
so
been new that you're special. We are joined by the lovely Megan.
Hello, I'm so excited.
From Canberra, congratulations.
Congratulations to me for being from Canberra. It's a beautiful city, wonderful place.
Okay, sure Jan.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here to discuss something very close to our hearts.
Very important.
Very close.
It's inside of our hearts always.
Oh, fuck.
It lives there.
Sunrise on the Motherfucking Leapin' by Suzanne Collins.
Suzanne.
She did it.
I will be addressing her in my note.
Yeah? And what will this note say?
This note will say... I don't know. I haven't written it yet, but she will be addressed by name.
I didn't think this book would ever come.
No, I was like, to be fair, she only writes when she has something to say politically.
Yeah.
So and when Trump got elected, I was like, well.
Time for another book.
We're in. We're ready.
We're ready. We're waiting to be fed.
We're waiting to be fed and massacred.
Because I saw this thing and it was like a TikTok, obviously. That's where I get
obviously.
My
That's where we get the news.
From. They were like, oh, people wanting like Haymitch's games, Phoenix games and everything have got the wrong idea. Like you're no good as the capital. And I'm like, we're not like, yay, killing
yay,
children.
Games.
We're like, we want the story.
I
want the emotional trauma. I want to cry.
I wanted to know like why Haymitch is the way he is.
Yes. And boy, did we cry.
And boy, did we. I went through quite a few tissues. Just.
Yeah. It gave a whole new perspective onto the whole series.
Yeah. The whole, like the original trilogy is changed. Like, I want to reread it and I know it's going to kill me even more.
Like, especially Catching Fire.
Oh, yep. Yep. Catching Fire is already just...
She's lit. But she's about to get lit.
She's about to get extra lit.
Okay. So we're just going to... Let's just
go through the book.
We'll go through our memories of the book in segments. Okay, so first up, the reaping. Reaping day. It's his birthday.
It's just the cruelest thing she could have possibly started with.
And it's the 4th of July, which I actually think makes so much sense.
And why people still don't get it. Reaping day is literally 4th of July.
She's like, fuck
She's
you,
She's putting
America.
It in your face. And yeah. You're like,
and people are still like, nah.
Nah. It's not about America at all.
It's in the ruins of North America. I don't know how much more literal you can get.
I think she was like, trying to be a little more subtle about it at first. But now she's like, you guys are so dumb that I can make it as obvious as I want.
And you're
still not going to get it.
What?
What? That's America. Crazy.
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 Oh my God. Okay, so I thought the start of the book was really similar to the way Katniss started the first book.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they go about
their day. He's trying to calm a younger sibling about the reaping.
Yes.
It's exactly the same.
Yes, Sid.
Don't even talk to me about Sid.
Oh, bless.
Do it.
But he goes out across the fence into the meadows to see Hattie.
Yes.
Yes, because they make the white liquor.
They make the liquor.
They meet the liquor, hardly
Noah. Liquor, hardly Noah. That one actually works.
Anyway. I know what you're talking about. For the peacekeepers, and it's like, yeah, of course they do.
Of course they do.
Like, why else would they be making them?
No.
Anyway, so it's like very much that he's like, he wants to see his love.
His love. Oh.
Beforehand. Lenore Dove.
And thank God he does. Because he wasn't meant to. He was meant to just wait till after the reaping and then go see her.
Well, he was meant to do his chores, so he... He didn't fill the cistern and said he saw Lenore Dove. But love. Yes. And they're like,
important.
It's okay, we'll go see... We'll see each other after the reaping.
Yep.
He goes to the merchants and buys her gumdrops.
Oh. I can't even, like... think about all the early things that just come back.
I know, I'm just talking about it and I'm remembering stuff and I'm like, oh, this connects to this and this connects to this. And I'm like, oh my God.
So many connections.
So he does all that. He doesn't get to give her the gumdrops straight away, does he? Because he gives them to Sid.
No, he has them in his pocket.
Yeah.
And gives them to Sid.
Yeah. So they get to the reaping and it's not... Oh, also, it's the Quarter Quell.
The
50th games. So it's...
Four tributes.
Four tributes from each district, 48 in total. That's so crazy.
Insane.
He's got his name in there an abundant amount of times.
Yeah, the whole... What is it called when they, like, have all the...
Tesseract.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got, like, so many... Their name is in there so many times.
Yeah.
Particularly, like, Wyatt being, like, it's his last reaping. Like, imagine how many times his name was in there.
So many. So many. And then it's like you think of someone young, though, and it's like they've only got their names in there like one or two times.
And yeah, and they still, like, keep getting picked.
Riggery.
Riggery.
And we'll get onto that in a second because that shit is rigged.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no Effie Trinket.
There's no Effie.
Is it Drusilla?
Drusilla. Yeah, that feels right.
It feels like the correct name, and like she's giving cockroach energy.
She really is.
Right? You know what I mean, though? Yes. She just, like, seems like such a bitch.
She, yeah, I did not like her.
But, like, that's obviously the character she's
meant to be. I was like, that's obviously who she's supposed to be.
Yeah. But. So she's the district escort, and she comes out, and she's like, oh, welcome, 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 Hunger Games, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Ladies first.
Ladies first, as always. Chivalry is not dead.
No.
The children are, though.
Shit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Loved it. So she picks out, is it Luella first? I think it's Luella.
I think it's Luella first.
Luella, yes. McCoy.
Yeah. His sweetheart.
His sweetheart. So Hamish is like, oh, that's the girl that lives only a couple doors down. She's a sweetheart. She's what, 12, 13, 14? Yeah, like... Young.
Little.
She's a little gal.
She's a little gal.
And she's got her little piggy tails.
Her braids.
And... Hamish was like, she will never be my love, but she will always be my sweetheart. Just remember that, folks.
I don't think I can. I'll be paying for
it's
it.
It's a lot.
It's so much.
And then the next lady accompanying her is Maisely Donovan. I don't know. Maisely?
In my head, it's Maisely.
Maisely. That makes more sense.
It's like...
Maisely.
We're going to find out, like, this movie's going to come out and we're all going to go, oh... That's how you're supposed to say it.
Yeah, it's like Drusilla. It's going to be a Drusilla.
Oh, it's going to be something fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
At least we know Wyatt.
You'd hope so.
And we know Hamish.
Wyatt.
Wyatt.
So, basically, Donna, she is a merchant. What did you say?
A twin.
A twin. I thought you said a twink.
No. No, girl. I mean, she could be if she wanted to be.
She's a twin. What's her twin's name again?
Merrily.
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 Yeah. So, Merrily and Merrily. Wow. Original.
First of all, do your parents hate you?
So, well, like, she was saying at some point in the book how they, like, made them dress the same.
Yeah, and, like, they didn't want to.
No.
Which I can't imagine, like, a lot of twins do want to.
No. But also, it's like, they're richer in this district. They, like, they're merchants.
They've got the
they own the candy shop. And I'm like, I don't know how rich that makes you. But I guess in the scheme of things in District 12, it's going to be pretty low.
But I'm
bar.
Like, surely there's not a lot of market for sweets in District 12.
Yeah. But even when Hamish bought the gumdrops, I was like, how does he have money for this?
From Hattie. He works. He's a working man.
Slay. Respect.
Snaps for that.
Mm-hmm. And then the first boy.
What? Oh, no. Does Wyatt go first? Or
yeah.
Does... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wyatt's first.
I Wyatt's first. This other so guy. They pull out Wyatt Callow.
Callow.
Hello.
Callow. Mr. Callow.
So Wyatt gets called out in his last year of reaping, so he's 18. Yep. Rough. Mm-hmm.
Rough.
That sucks, bro.
Like, you got so close.
Oh. And Hamish is, like, his narrative in his head's like, he's the betting family.
Yeah, I don't remember what he calls them, though.
No,
the
neither.
Broker boys.
Broker boys?
Broker
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, yeah. They take bets on the deaths.
On the other Hunger Games, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff, and it's like, that's a bit...
But I think he... Isn't he, like, not the... Not the black sheep of the family, but, like,
yeah.
To that extent.
Yeah, because he said he doesn't take the bets, he just makes the odds.
Yes, he's the odds maker.
Yeah, because we find out very soon that he's very good at math and odds and
he's
such.
He's a little math boy.
Yeah. And then the last person to be raped.
Chance.
And I think, but I think we're all thinking.
It's going to be Hamish.
Hamish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden.
It's just this random boy.
Woodbine Chance.
Something like that, yeah.
And I literally took a second. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was very confused.
Yeah, me too.
I was reading and I was like, wait.
I was like, wait, what's this book about to be?
Yeah, I was like, what is happening? This is not how the story is meant to go.
No, I was very, very confused to say the least.
Yeah.
But then he pulls. He's a runner, he's a track
one.
Star.
He's a runner, he's a track star. Not for long.
Not for long. They went, boom.
Boom.
They shoot that poor kid in the head.
In the head.
And it's like, holy shit.
To be fair, that's probably a kinder death than...
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd prefer that.
I would prefer that.
100%.
All these people in these movies, so much will to live.
Right. So, Drusilla loses it.
As... Yeah.
Because she's like, you messed up our show.
Guys, the show's all messed up.
Oh, she doesn't give a fuck about this poor kid. I mean, why would she?
Why would she, literally?
So they're like cleaning it up and everything, and his mum and Lenore.
Yeah, Lenore gets involved.
Lenore, sit the fuck down.
Put it away. Sit down.
Put it away.
Put it away.
Put it away.
Sit it down.
But they're like, everyone get on your knees, like, you know.
As we've seen many times in the original trilogy.
Yeah. And then Haymitch's friend, Burdock Everdeen.
Yes.
Which is the first thing to be like,
speak to me about Everdeen. Burdock Everdeen.
Father.
Father. Daddy.
When they're all caught on their knees, another guy next to them is just in shock, so he doesn't get on his knees. Otho?
I don't remember the other friend's name.
Otho Malarg.
Oh, Malarg.
Peter's dad.
Peter?
Peter
Malarg.
Peter?
What are we... Okay, I'm dying to know. This is very off topic. His brother's names? Like, are they all a type of bread?
Like, sourdough? But, like, spelt different.
But why is sourdough? Focaccia?
Probably not.
Like, Yes. Okay, correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, but no, you're right. I think it would be interesting to see a little bit more of Peter's perspective and family. Mm. Especially his mother.
Bitch ass.
Yeah, you said it on me.
And I'll say it again
with
my whole chest. Bitch.
Okay, Ariana. But I do like all the name drops.
Yeah, the name drops are very fun. Like
Everdeen, Malarg, and you're like, oh.
The one I didn't get was Clerk Carmine, but it's been a while.
He was Lucy Gray's friend.
Thank you.
The Covey.
Oh my god.
The Covey.
Yeah.
Clerk Carmine and...
My memory is failing me.
We're gonna Google this.
We're Googling.
Because it was gay.
What?
It was gay.
It was gay?
There was some gay reference.
Oh, Clerk Carmine.
They were, like, taking care of Lenore Dove.
Oh.
Billy Tope. No.
That doesn't feel correct.
No. I think he died in the...
Oh.
Ballad of Songbirds.
Songbirds and Snakes. I feel like I'd need to reread that book and rewatch that movie. Just need to reread and rewatch all of it, to be honest.
Right. And who is the other uncle? My god, just give me the answer that I want.
She said no. Don't want to.
Tam Amber,
thank you.
Yes, sorry. We got there, folks. Folks?
Folks?
Y'all are folks now.
Folks.
Tam Amber. And they're like...
And they cousins. Were roommates.
And they were roommates. But I don't know if they were uncles or together.
I have no idea.
I can't remember. The whole Covey family tree is a bit confusing to me.
It confuses me so much.
Yeah. But, yeah, sorry, reaping.
Reaping. Back to the reaping.
Back to the reaping.
Back to... We get Hamish back on is like, track.
Do I need to get Lenore under control?
And the answer is... No. Well, the answer is no.
The answer is no.
But in the moment.
Let her dig her own grave. Sorry.
Literally, though. Like, you're 16... Sometimes when I was looking at it, I was like, he's literally doing this for the love of his life at like 16. Like,
crazy. I could never.
I would never.
No. I'm busy that day. Sorry.
I'm like, I'm 16. I'm selfish as fuck.
Sorry. You know what I just remembered?
Mm.
When he's like helping Hattie make the white liquor.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, I'm not much of a drinker myself.
The way I had gassed. To put the book down.
Yeah.
Because I was like... Oh no.
Oh like, no.
We're about to get messed.
Yeah, we're like, what the fuck happens this in this book?
Because I was like, just the way, like, I didn't even need to say anything. But the fact that we explicitly say, I'm not a drinker.
Just like so flat out.
Yeah.
Just like, not even like, oh, I might have a drink.
No.
Might have a social bevy.
At all.
No.
To be fair, you're 16, but.
I don't think those rules matter there.
No. District 12, anything goes.
you know, besides freedom.
Yikes.
Okay, so he decides to go get Lenore off Woodbine's body.
Why was she there?
Why?
You made choices.
Like, why would you do that? I don't understand. Anyway, so Drusilla decides, all right.
You're it now.
You're the replacement. And it's like, fuck. I thought, I was like, okay, well, he's dead. They're going to just reap again and it'll be Haymitch.
But no.
No.
It was rigged.
They just rig it. So they're like, all right, we're just going to refilm it.
Reset, everyone.
Everyone reset. Clean up the dead body. Nothing happens.
All right, we're back on in five.
You three tributes that are already up there, act like nothing happened. Thank you.
We're good.
Haymitch, you stand there and I'm going to read your name.
And then yep, you come. Make sure you know how many others.
That's what I mean. Raped. I think it's been a thing.
Because, like, Ampert as well.
Oh.
Don't. We'll get there.
But I think there's been such a argument in the fandom for years about whether the reapings are rigged or not.
Like they just have.
They have to be. I mean, without a doubt, in the Quarter Quell. I mean, in Catching Fire.
Yes.
Obviously. He's, like, handpicking who he wants in there, for sure. And I think if there would be a problem person in a district.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to target them.
Absolutely.
That's what it's there for. Not this random bullshit.
Yeah. We're reminded very, like, all throughout the book that Snow is a horrible person.
Yes.
I think Suzanne got sick of the thirst edits.
Yes.
I think she's like, every time I see a thirst edit, you guys are getting punished again. Another one. Which is so fair. We deserve it.
Absolutely.
Maybe they should have cast someone less hot.
I didn't think he was that hot, to be fair.
Okay.
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree on that. But, like, Snow sucks.
Sucks, dude.
Like, you fumbled Lucy Gray when you were, like, 18, and you just...
He's made it everyone else's
issue. Everyone else's problem for the rest of his life.
Okay, so they go to get taken away,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, no goodbyes. No goodbyes.
You've lost that opportunity.
Yes. However... Who pops up? Plutarch Heavensby.
When that name popped up, I was like, no way.
I was like, what do you mean?
It's Plutarch.
I was like, so in my head, I'm like, you know, trying to picture the person.
Yeah.
So I picture Philip Seymour Hoffman in the 75th Games. And I'm like, so 25 years younger.
Okay.
So he'd be what? He looked like 50s, 60s? Not 60s. I'd say 50s.
In Catching Fire. Yeah. So he's like early 20s, young man.
Yeah. Young film dude.
Yeah.
Coming from a rich family.
Young film major.
Yeah. And probably though, for probably. Sure. He's there to like get the promos and everything.
He's there to get the shot.
You and you. So who does he pick? He picks Haymitch and Luella.
I feel like doesn't Maisley do something with her twin sister?
It's Maisley. Yeah. You're so right. Mm. And they're like, oh, can you guys pretend that she's just been raped again? And they're like, absolutely not. No reaction whatsoever. So Maisley gets dragged off.
Yeah, or was it Luella? Now I'm second guessing myself.
Yeah, me too. It was one of them.
Because I know there is like a one quote where they're like, the twin sisters are like heads together. Hugging.
No, head to head though.
Head.
Sorry, I don't know why that came into my head.
They're twins, girl. I feel like that was like immediately after she got raped though.
Yeah.
And then she walked up.
Yeah.
I think it was the Willis family in the end.
Yeah, and there was Maisley, Mary Lee, and Astrid.
Yeah, I always forget there's another one.
We'll get to Astrid right at the end.
Okay.
But yeah, so Ma and Sid go along with her so that they can actually say goodbye.
Which is honestly so fair.
Yeah.
I would.
Rough though, because he makes them do take after take after take. I'm like, this is so awkward. I actually don't want to watch that in the film.
No,
that's just like,
I hope they glaze over that.
Yeah, just like do it real quick,
just do that bit nice and quick.
Just make one shot, you can say goodbye.
Done.
Thank you.
Yeah,
next they get on the train. Nothing really happens on the train, nothing major anyway.
Just we get a lot more of like Maisley's character,
she's a bad bitch,
and I like she grows on me very quickly.
Yeah.
At first, I'm like, a little rich girl.
Yeah. But no, very but quickly. Very she's got the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
She slaps Drusilla.
As she should.
And Drusilla slaps her and beats her.
Not as she should.
No. But I love that she...
That's a child. Basically on her way to her death, you know? Like, get a grip.
Yeah.
You're a grown woman.
Luella and Haymitch make a plan to ally up.
Oh. Ally.
Ally. Speak, Luella. So, like, that's sweet. And Wyatt kind of reveals himself to be this odds maker mathematician guy.
Can I say, when he starts just, like, sprouting numbers, that's hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
We've been through this. Easy to please. Competence. Competence.
Pick your bar off the floor.
I don't think I will. Thank you, though.
You can't touch your toes.
Can't touch my toes, so I can't pick the bar up off the floor. I can't bring it up. I can't reach that far.
Okay, so they get to... eventually, shit happens. They get to the Capitol. And it's not like what we see when Katniss arrives for her first games, where there's heaps of Adoring fans and
everything. Very different.
Very different still. It's like very different from the 10th Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah. When they're like all corralled and they're like animals.
Yeah.
And then they literally put them in the zoo.
Yeah. Fun. Love that. But also still very different from the 74th games. So it's like improved, but not completely.
Yes.
So I was like, cool. I love that.
Aren't they like, they're like chained up?
Yes. They're all chained up. And they see the District 1 tributes get off.
Yes.
And... is it Panache?
It's Panache.
Such a weird name.
Like, I think that's like, because to me, in my head, I'm saying it like Ganache.
Ganache. That's what I'm getting as
so
well.
So I'm feeling like it's Panache.
Yeah.
He... watch it be Panache. Panache.
Panache.
Panache.
But he gets off the train and like shatters a window for some reason because he's got anger issues. And then Wyatt's like, that's Panache from District 1. He has odds of 1 to 3 or something. And it's like.
And I said, smash. Smash.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Then what's next? The chariot.
The
They find their mentors first.
Oh yeah. They go, what is it? Wyrus and Mags?
Yeah. That's insane when they
the
did
Mags
that.
Law and the Wyrus Law.
Insane.
It's too much. Yes. It makes catching fire so much more painful.
Yes. So they get to their like accommodation for the couple days before the games.
Yeah.
And Wyrus is there, the winner of the 49th Hunger Games.
So she just won, hasn't she?
She just won.
Yeah.
In a, like, a mirror arena.
That sounds insane.
So freaky.
Like, I hope... I don't think they will, but, like, in the movie, it'd be good if they, like,
do, like,
clips.
Yeah, clips of it.
Of that. Because I was trying to, like, wrap my head around it while reading it.
Yeah.
And I just, like,
I just, like, imagine
this arena.
A mirror maze from Luna Park. But I
know
it's not it.
It's not the Luna Park mirror maze. Definitely not.
And then Mags.
So I love Mags.
She won the 11th Hunger Games. Never really confirmed, but I think it's the 11th.
Yeah.
So she'd be what, like, in her 50s, early 50s?
That adds up with the timeline from Catching Fire.
Period.
Period.
And they're, just notably, both fully competent,
mm-hmm.
speaking, and fine.
Yep.
Just note that.
Just note that. The fact that Wyrus is the only one who didn't go insane in the 49th Hunger Games.
Yeah. Well, she just kind of chilled
out.
Just to
be tortured.
Spoiler!
Girl, this whole thing.
Right. Anyway, so they get the chariots. Also not what we know the chariots to be in modern day Hunger Games. It's a mess. Their stylist,
it's
Magno.
It's such a mess.
A mess.
I was
chaos.
Not expecting that level of chaos. Because, like, first Hunger Games, like, book and film, like, it's so flawless. Like, it's just, even District 12 have a decent stylist.
Yeah.
That actually shows up without weird reptiles. I didn't understand the whole reptile lore.
The reptile thing was strange.
It was a bit interesting. But hey, we gotta add depth, I guess.
Yeah.
But the whole, like, just the chaos of it all, I was like, this is not being managed well.
No.
No. None of it
so
was managed.
Magno?
Magno.
Sounds weird saying.
It does sound weird to say.
He shows up drunk or high or both.
Something.
And he just throws their outfits at them. It's the same outfit they wear every single year.
Yep.
The black coal miner suits.
Creative.
Yeah, great. So the four of them squeeze onto this chariot that's meant for two people. And they, like, go down the thing.
Yep.
And chaos just ensues. Chaos. It's just ridiculous. What happened? A firecracker or something goes off?
Something. Something goes off.
Something goes off. The horses...
could be anything. Horses get spooked really
lose
easy.
Their mind. The carriage just goes crazy, runs into, like, the District 9 or 6 tributes.
Yeah,
and
another one of them.
One group gets injured. I think it's the District 9 tributes, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Anyway, and they all get flung out.
Isn't it just Haymitch and Luella get flung out, though?
Oh, maybe. My bae.
I think Wyatt and Maisley managed to, like,
hold
stay.
On. Yeah.
Because I think, like, they were in the front or something. Like, the way it was arranged, like, it was very obvious that they were going to be the two to fling out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so they get flung out. And Luella.
Luella. Because wasn't the quote something like, she's escaped the arena?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm sorry, what?
She did.
She did.
Shock. I'm like, actually shook.
Shook.
Did not see this coming.
Nope.
But that doesn't stop there.
No.
Because Haymitch picks her up.
Takes her.
Takes another district's carriage.
Yeah. Hijacks the carriage. Takes her into...
Right up to Snow.
Right up to Snow.
Lays her on the ground and starts clapping.
He's a brave man.
Death.
Death.
And I'm like, how are they going to... This is going to cause so many issues.
Yeah, I'm like, how are they going to...
So much shit.
But then the body double.
But they don't even air it.
No.
No one sees it except the people that were there and they're all drunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
Oh. So like, much going on.
Reset. Go again.
Go again.
It's all right, guys. Everything's fine.
Eventually, they open the door. They're back in the quarters. This is a little while later, maybe a couple days later.
Mm.
Hi, my name's Luella McCoy. I'm from District 12.
Ugh, so spooky. I hate it.
That is not... It's not her. No. It's, like, they think it's a girl from District 11.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, done something and they've just drugged
her up.
Her
family's done something. Yeah. God knows.
Tortured her. And
because she's got the drug, like, attached to her chest.
She's got the drug thing attached to her chest.
Something in her ear.
Something in her ear telling her what to do. And they can just, like, torture her remotely.
Handy.
Fucking hell. That's wild.
Yeah.
And I just, like, feel so bad for her family.
Yeah. If they're even still alive.
Yeah.
Although, surely they'd be kept alive long enough to see her suffer and then they'd get killed.
Yeah, they're probably dead, hey?
This is Snow's way.
Training.
Yeah.
Where we meet all the other tributes.
And Beatty.
Yeah, Beatty and Ampert. So, he's... Haymitch is talking to Ampert. And he's like, yeah, my dad's here. And Haymitch is like, sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. And he's like, yeah, it's Beatty Lilitea, District 3 Victor. And it's like, and Ampert's like, yeah, I'm here being punished because it's my dad.
Yeah, he's so just like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is how it is.
12 years old. Haymitch goes over and talks to Beatty, and Beatty's like, yeah, I tried to sabotage the Capitol communication system and got caught. So
now they're going to kill my kid.
So they rigged the reaping.
And they're making me watch.
They're making me mentor him, train him.
I say, and they made him, like, go to training to, like...
Watch every second.
Yeah. Show them how to, like, make a potato light. Like, what?
Not the potato light.
The potato light saga was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. But I do really like, though, in training, we get to interact with all the other tributes a bit.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. And... The alliances that form.
The newcomers.
The newcomers.
I loved the whole newcomer storyline. Mm. So good. And didn't, oh my god, what's it? The careers. They tried to get one of the districts to join them and be like, this is a big favorite to you.
They tried to get District 9.
No, District 9, yeah.
But
and they said, no.
Beatty told Amper District 9 was imperative.
Yes.
So they had to get District 9. So basically, it ends up districts 1, 2, 4, and 5
yep.
are the careers.
Okay, but why is district 3 not a careers district?
Because they're tech nerds.
They don't like the nerds?
They don't have muscles.
They don't have muscles.
No muscles?
No muscles. You can't be a career.
No entry. But then they get district 5, and I'm like... Interesting.
I don't even remember what district 5 is.
Power.
Oh.
Power.
Not that kind of power.
So it works. So they like it.
But then every other district signs up to the newcomers.
Yeah, they get everyone.
That's crazy. I did not expect that at all.
Yep.
So they go through training, such and such and such, and they find Haymitch and Amper and Beatty little hatch little plan. They're going to blow that bitch up.
Blow it up.
They're going to blow it up.
I was really struggling to picture the... Like, water tanker and they're, like, sub-ground.
Yeah.
I was, like, really struggling to create a mental image of it. But right. I liked it.
It was so weird.
It was very fun.
But, yeah, so the plan is they're going to have detonators or something. I don't know, can't remember the words they used.
Oh, look, I was like, they're going to make a bomb somehow.
They're going to make a bomb hidden in the tokens that the tributes get to take in.
Yes.
So that's why they need District 9, because, like, the wiring and stuff is hidden in their tokens.
In the sunflowers.
Yes, in the sunflowers. So then they do the interviews. It's fine.
The interviews are fun, like, how they all start to, like, talk up the newcomers and stuff. Mm. Very fun.
But then they all get edited down anyway.
Yeah, but...
because Snow's like, none of that.
None of that, please. They're holding hands. I want them dead.
Oh, but who saves the day at the interviews?
Who does?
Every motherfucking Trinket.
Oh, my God. How could I forget? When their stylist doesn't show.
Because
isn't it like Prosperina? It's like her sister or something.
It's her younger sister, and she's doing like the... she's on the prep team for school.
Yes.
Yeah. And Magno is being Magno. Effie shows up with outfits to save the day.
Love Effie.
So that's when we get introduced to Effie. I'm like, legend. Love her.
Love her.
Icon. Okay, so let's just go right to the games.
Right into it.
Right into it. But we'll have to get right into it next week. Gotcha. That's right. Tune in next week for part two of the Sunrise on the Reaping review with myself and Megan. But for now, remember to like, comment, subscribe. Tell us how you feel about the first half of the book. Follow us on Instagram at I've Always Heard That.pod, and tune in next week for the second part. Thank you. You're welcome. Love you. Bye.